Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware softball team playing on Sill Field for the final time of the 2022 campaign on Youth Night at the ballpark as they welcome in all the Manchester, Dundee, and Ryan Little League softball players to wear their jerseys and to meet with the varsity players and stand with them during the national anthem before the game and get their Hawk posters signed after the second game. The future Hawks saw a good display of offense from the varsity Hawks in game one as they toppled the Vikettes 14-6, 15 hits for WD. They stranded six, walked four times. In that first game that lasted 1 hour and 51 minutes, Hawks picked up their sixth win, all in Manchester on the season. Sydney Dimmer led the way offensively for the Hawks with five runs batted in as she had a three-run homer in the second inning and a double in the sixth inning as she scored twice as well. Claire Reidenauer picked up the win, her fifth of the season. Addison Berger came in and closed it out. Game two is a different story. The Hawks still had 12 hits, but only five runs and got beat 9-5 in a game that lasted 1 hour and 23 minutes. Sydney Dimmer continued her hot hitting ways. She had three more runs batted in on a double and a single. The Hawks didn't strike out at all, but they didn't take any free passes as well. Fenton Schelsberg scored their nine runs on 13 hits, struck out twice, and received four free passes, as well as three defensive errors by the Hawks. WD now at 6-22 on the season. Home contest, they are 6-12. In WOMAC play, 4-18. They'll be off tomorrow and travel to the Dallas Center Grimes Classic on Friday playing two games, and then we'll play two games at Pearl Field, the University of Iowa softball field, near Iowa City on Saturday. In other coverage area softball play from last night, Anamosa fell to Lisbon on the road 3-0. In Mississippi Valley Conference play, Western Dubuque doubled up on Cedar Rapids Jefferson at home at Farley Park as they topped the Jayhawks 8-0 in game one, 6-3 in the nightcap. No coverage area baseball results were reported last night. The West Delaware baseball team will return to action tonight at the Beckman Sports Complex on Stryten Energy Field. It'll be their senior and youth night, honoring those nine seniors and inviting the youth baseball players from the communities of Manchester, Ryan, and Dundee, as they are invited to be on the field during the national anthem for the first game at 5 o'clock, stand at their position or with their favorite player. The Hawks will host the Vikings of Vinton Shelsburg in a WOMAC Conference cross-division doubleheader. We'll have all the coverage starting a little before 5 o'clock right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Also at our KMCH Sports video stream on KMCH.com. Bill Logan and I will have all the action of West Delaware baseball tonight from the Beckman Sports Complex. The world of national sports now, Major League Baseball interleague style. It was the Astros over the Mets 2-0. Milwaukee beat Tampa Bay 5-3. Detroit slides by the Giants 3-2. In the AL, the Angels get by the White Sox. It was the Yankees over Oakland 5-3. Kansas City nips Texas 2-1. Seattle 9, Baltimore 3. Cleveland over Minnesota by 1, 7-6. And Boston beats Toronto by 1, 6-5. In the NL, Cubs over the Reds. It was the Dodgers beating the Rockies. Pittsburgh passed Washington 8-7, Padres 4, Arizona 0, Atlanta by Philadelphia 4-1, and the Marlins clipped the Cardinals 4-3. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Thursday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.